what's she looking for? A little wooden house from your train set?
No, I'm looking for a baby house.
A baby house? A small house?
I'm there. It's lost and missed it somewhere. But I threw it somewhere.
You've thrown it somewhere?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Let's see.
There's the church. Two little houses here with red roofs.
I see a baby tree. I see a baby tree there. I see a baby tree.
You see a baby tree?
Yeah, and then that box.
In that box. Perhaps it's a bush, Thomas, a baby tree.
It's a bush.
Small trees are often called bushes. We've got bushes outside, look.
No bushes.
Look at Daddy's car. Can you see those bushes? Those little trees.
Big bushes, outside. Let's see another.
The engine tree?
Yeah.
Why are you calling it the engine tree?
The engine tree and found your tree. Put it outside. Let's say there it is. Now, where's the number? Oh, it's there.
Throw it over there, Nunu'll tidy it up.
Yeah.
I don't think Nunu will. I think Mummy'll have to pick it up.
Oh, there's another tree. I see it then. I see a baby tree. I see a baby tree.
Did you?
I see it. With another tree.
Would you like Mummy to have a look?
Yeah. Ooh, yes.
Look, there's a tree. That's a big tree.
I found it. Light. Well, that's a light.
And there's a little tree. We'll call that a bush.
Hold that. A bush.
Look, those are quite like Christmas trees, aren't they?
Yeah.
Big fir trees.
Your Christmas tree falling down, no lights.
It's the Christmas trees falling down, no lights. Look, another little house there.
Thanks.
And another large tree.
Big Christmas tree.
Now, that looks like Tesco, look. It's a big tower, isn't it, with a clock on top. Have you seen that at Tesco, the big tower?
Yeah.
And look, we can put that on top as a roof, like that.
I see an animal.
You see an envelope?
Yes.
Who's that from?
It's about. I see a date there. It's a bit of ginger. I see a bit of gate.
I see a bit of gate, yes. A little piece of wood, isn't it, to make a fence? Well, I think you find it in the train set. There are some animals. So the little pieces of fence are to keep the animals in, aren't they?
Where's the fence? Where's it?
Where is it? Well, it's all these little pieces of wood that we put them together to make a fence.
Building.
There must be some roof to go with that. Room. There's another little house there.
There's a big tower.
Well, you put one on top of the other, have you? So it's a big tower.
The
Christmas tree, yes.
Where does that one go?
Where does that one go? It can go wherever you like, darling. I was looking for another piece of fence and then I could show you what we do with it. I think actually there should be four pieces of fence. But they only find three the other day. I can only see two this morning. Well, shall we make it like this? Look, there's a house there. And look, two pieces of fence.
Another fence.
And then, where the other piece of fence is. Oh, there it is.
My own bit.
There's another tree there. Hold
it. No, I want a piece of fence.
Well, let's put the fence there across the bottom. Like a big gate at the bottom. Across the bottom there. And then we can have a tree standing up near the house. And I think you've got some horses in here, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, there we are. We could have a horse. We could pretend it's a paddock. Look, you've got a
paddock.
A paddock.
A paddock.
A paddock. It's where horses are. Paddocks.
Paddock.
A paddock, so you like that name?
No.
A paddock.
Paddock.
Animals are left to graze there. The crazy little village you see, Thomas, because you can have more houses there. And that big tower block like Tesco. The trouble is the train set came with some houses and shops and things, which are all much bigger than the little wooden houses that we've already got.
And there is another thing.
Was this the little engine that came with the train set?
Yeah,
and
for the Christmas.
For the Christmas party, isn't it? It's like that's all this engine that you already had since the paper, isn't it?
Just turn that way.
Turn it that way, yeah.
Yeah. Better?
That's better, yes.
Was that bridge? Was that piece?
Was that piece of bridge?
I throw it somewhere.
Oh, Thomas, why do you keep throwing things?
I throw it. Oh, yes. Thanks. Oh, there's a piece of bridge.
There's a piece of bridge. Well, listen, I don't want to be killjoy, but I think it's time really for your nappy change, and then we better start breakfast because we're going to see Mum and Grandad today. We've got to travel to York in the car, and it's a long way.
I'm Daddy.
His daddy's coming, daddy's driving. So are you ready for something to eat and drink?
No.
No, but you are really.
No, I want that piece. The dream.
Trees and there's another little horse here. Shall we put that horse with that horse in the paddock?
Paddock. A paddock.
Paddock. It's a paddock, Thomas.
Paddock.
When we next go out in the car, in fact you'll probably see someone on the way to York, and see fields with horses in. But it's usually when they're near a farms. Paddocks are grazing.
Paddocks.
What's that noise? What's that noise? It's some wood in the train, so.
No. One, two, three. Buy a piece of cheese.
Buy a piece of cheese?
Yeah.
Do you know what these signs say, Thomas? That one says stop. It's red and it says stop. That one means level crossing. It means people can walk across the middle. And that has another red sign, do not enter. So that one says stop, that's red and white, and so the red and white says do not enter.
Okay.
All you've got left in the box now is track.
Track?
These two very peculiar animals, haven't we? I think that must be a cow and that must be a black sheep.
What's the feet? What does it fit? Does that fit?
Does that fit? Well, it doesn't really, does it?
No.
The track fits together like a jigsaw, doesn't it?
Bone and piece of cheese.
Bone and piece of cheese. Right, so let's go get you changed and then have some breakfast, yes?
Not ready.
You're not ready?
No. Brenda makes it.
No, I know, but we have got to go somewhere today.
Done it!
You've done it, well done. Well done.
Brenda's eating a mac and cheese, I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
No, mac and cheese.
Let's see what we've got.
Yeah.
Shall we put that there?
Yeah.
Daddy usually builds this one, doesn't he?
Yeah. With two more in the box.
Two more in the box?
What's that noise?
It's you being noisy. You're getting very clever at building track, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is it like doing a jigsaw?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's banging that now. What do you
do? I don't think you have to bang it. You can just put it in gently, can't you?
Just bang it a little bit. Oh, it's hard.
It is hard.
It is hard. I think so. You've done it.
You've done it.
Two more in there.
Two more in there?
Yes, it is. A lot of there. Two. Hurt my finger.
You've hurt your finger?
Yeah.
For banging the train track?
Yeah.
You ought to try and build it round there, Thomas.
No.
Because if we do that, it'll make a big circle, and then when you're pushing the trays round, they won't fall off, will they? We have any problems?
Two Fireman Sams.
Two Fireman Sams?
Yes, I'm not getting those very much, said Fireman. So that stinger box, so slowly, slowly. Plus another side, Percy!
What are you shouting for, Percy? I think that's it now. Could just deal with joining those two up, didn't they? Like that. Do you think they'll join there?
Yeah.
Do you think they will?
Yes, will.
Oh, I don't think they will.
I think will. I think not will.
How's that? Just a minute. No, I can't get that. Swap something somewhere, aren't we?
swapped something. I swapped.
Oh, you should work, but it doesn't, does it?
Doesn't. It's not working. Done it now. Done it.
Really done it.
That one not work.
No, it hasn't, has it? I don't know. Why?
I don't know.
Let's get rid of that straight piece.
I need a hammer now.
No, we don't need a hammer. It's working.
I need a hammer.
Why do you need a hammer?
I'm buying that piece of cheese.
Buying that piece of cheese. I think it's all working quite well anyway, don't you? We could put that under there, look.
No, no, please. Put it on in the table.
It says on the table. It's a lovely train set, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Christmas must have been into living toys, Thomas, because he brought you a wooden fire engine and a wooden train set. He must have been very busy in his workshop, wasn't he, all working on these things?
Oh, workshop.
His workshop, yes. He was making all these of his little helpers.
Helpers.
Well, they must have had some beautiful bright coloured paint, wasn't they?
Yeah.
Because they've painted the fire engine in yellow and red. And look at all the trains. What colours have you got on the trains?
Blue.
Blue.
Dark blue.
Dark blue.
Dark blue.
Dark blue.
Dark
blue. What's
blue?
That's light blue.
Light blue.
Dark blue and light blue.
Dark and light blue. What is that?
Oh, you know what that is. What is it?
Percy.
Percy. Oh, it's green. And all the wheels are red. Have you noticed? All the wheels and all the engines and coaches and carriages and trucks, they're all red.
All red. It's not doing that. Oh, it's not working. It's going the wrong way. It's not worked.
It's not worked.
That better? Yes, it is. No, I bought the last hit on the back of your chair.
What did you say? All red carriages have passed Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah. Oh no! All bashed!
All bashed?
Yes.
Well, have they had a crash?
Yeah.
Right, well, tell you what, let's play with the train set later because we've got to get you changed.
Not yet.
Oh yes, we've got to help out with this.
Not yet. I'm tidying up now.
Well, no, we'll tidy up later because you can play with it after breakfast. Well,
no, it's broken.
Well, we'll sort it out later because we've got to get some cases packed.
Cases packed?
So you could play with your train set while Mummy was busy doing that.
Two trains, I do it. I open the air.
Two trains do it, I open the air?
Yeah. Cranky can open the air. Hey.
Cranky the crane?
Hey. Two challenges, I want a two trains. One, another challenge.
Right, would you like to bring one of the trains with you?
No. Yes.
Bringing those to you.
Two. And the train set.
We can't bring the whole train set.
A lot of trains. Right. lots of trains.
A lot of trains. Father Christmas must have been watching you, mustn't he? Because you'd already got a bridge and a little train and a couple of engines. Well, I think it was three.
And a lot of trains.
Right. You already had this one, didn't you? You had a little blue engine, and you had a blue passenger carriage, and you had this little green truck. Is that what you had? Three? Oh no, you had this as well. You had this little carriage as well, didn't you? Oh, Thomas, you've got two engines. Right. Oh, that's what you had. You had a blue engine, blue passenger carriage, a green truck, and you had this, didn't you? That could have been the parcel lorry. And Father Christmas has brought you a little black engine, a little blue, I think that must be a goods wagon.
No wagon.
And a green goods wagon as well.
Where'd that go?
It can go wherever you like.
Next. And that. Middle. Use that middle.
Middle. And the track matches exactly what you already got, doesn't it?
Trucks. Lots of suitcases trucks.
A lot of suitcases trucks. It's very clever. A lot of suitcases trucks.
Lots of trucks. Something nice.
You want something nice? You're going to lie back now, sweetheart. I'll get you changed.
I need all these.
You don't need all those?
No.
Well, where would you like to have your breakfast? At the table or in your high chair?
My high chair over there.
Your high chair over there. You've been wanting to sit in your high chair again, haven't you, over Christmas? I don't know why. Well, Christmas Day we sat you in your high chair because when we had Nan and Grandad here for lunch, we had a lot of food on the table and lots of people to sit round the table, and it was easier for you to sit in your high chair, wasn't it, just next to the table but not at it. And ever since then you wanted to sit in your high chair, didn't you? Is your foot sore, Thomas? You've got a little blister on your heel. How's that happened?
Somebody's touched it.
Somebody touched it?
Yeah.
Somebody stepped on you?
Yeah.
Who?
Somebody.
Because your shoes aren't too tight, are they?
No.
Or your Wellingtons. Can you see the Christmas tree lights?
No.
You think Grandma's got a Christmas tree?
Yeah. Grandma got one.
She's got one, has she?
Yeah.
When we're going to York, you'll be able to look out of the window at the car and see all sorts of Christmas trees and lights on in people's houses, won't you?
Yeah.
There you are, Puppet. How does that feel?
Another nappy.
You want another nappy? Yes, I'll put you a nappy on.
Oh, that jumper.
You can help my jumper, yes. When we're in York, we can go and see Auntie Janet, can't we?
Auntie Janet.
And Uncle Stuart. And you'll probably see your cousins. You've got four cousins, haven't you? Paul, Stephen, Timothy and Helen. But they're not little like you, are they?
No.
They're all grown up. Paul's about 29. And he lives with Claire.
Claire.
And then Stephen and Tim. Stephen's in his 20s and Tim's 20. And Helen is still at school. She's 17. Helen will be 18 in February, won't she?
Come back later.
Come back later?
Helen, come back later. Helen.
Well, Helen's coming to stay with us, isn't she, in February? We've asked Helen if she wants to come and stay. She's going to come and stay just after her 18th birthday. And then Helen will be doing exams, and if she passes, she'll be leaving Auntie Janet and Uncle Stuart and going to university, won't she, somewhere? And what's their little dog called? Biff.
Biff.
Do you remember seeing Biff?
Yeah.
You were playing with Biff's ball the last time you went. You were throwing Biff's ball, weren't you? What colour was it?
Pink and blue.
It was blue, that's right. It was very hard, actually, wasn't it?
It was big.
It was big, yes. I was quite surprised how big and hard it was, because he's only a little dog, isn't he?
I could do it today.
What would you like me to do again?
Susie dog.
You'd like what, darling?
Dog.
A dog?
Yeah.
You'd like a dog?
No.
Good.
Stephen's dog.
Stephen's dog?
Yeah.
Yes. Stuart's dog.
I want Stuart's dog again.
You want Stuart's dog again? Well, we'll see Biff again, won't we?
He's only
a puppy. I think he's got a little bed for Christmas. I think Father Christmas brought him a lovely little bed for him to sleep in. And Grandma says she's got some presents at home, at her house, for you. And we'll be going to see Auntie Monica at some point.
Auntie Monica.
Monica.
And Paul.
And Paul, yes, Monica and Paul. And they've got two children, haven't they? They've got Timothy, who's about 8 and a half. And they've got Katie, who's about 5 and a half, I think. Auntie Monica's not really an auntie, we just call her auntie, don't we? Auntie Janet and Uncle Stuart are family, because Auntie Janet is Mummy's sister. But Auntie Monica is Mummy's friend.
You are?
Thank you. And Uncle Paul is a policeman in York.
That's a policeman hat.
And he'll have a policeman hat, yes, he will. Do you think he'll let you wear your policeman hat? His policeman's hat?
Yeah.
I think he will. You've worn it before, haven't you?
I'll put it on.
You've put it on, yes.
Good.
Oh, a big hug, and we'll be going for a meal in New York. We'll go to a nice restaurant.
No.
Oh, be careful, you silly Billy. You could have done with your policeman hat on now. You just swung the dining room lampshade and it's hit you on the head, hasn't it? Remember, you're standing on the table. You're much, much nearer the lampshade. Did that really hurt?
No.
Oh.
Lying down.
Lying down.
Was that? Off for potato truck. Off for now.
Fall down, the trains are all falling down.
Silly engines.
Silly engines?
Yeah. Take your way.
Do, 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 do. It's like the Thomas the Tank Engine song.
Yeah.
Right, it's a little chicken. Shall we get you into the high chair?
No.
You want to sit at the table with Mummy?
No.
You want to sit in this chair?
Yeah. Two, 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 one, two, three, go.
Ooh, one, two, three, go.
Ooh. Standing up like that.
You're standing up like that?
Sit down. Oh, baby Jesus.
Sit down with baby Jesus? Yes, you've got me. Nativity scene just behind you, haven't you?
Where baby Jesus. Baby Jesus.
He's here.
Hold him.
Well, you sit down first.
I can't.
I can't.
I just done it.
You've just done it.
Baby Jesus. A piece of cake.
A piece of cake. It's a Christmas trees. Christmas cakes there as well.
I smell it.
You can smell it?
Yes, yeah.
You probably can. It's got a lot of alcohol in it, Thomas.
Taste it. Nice.
Does it taste nice?
God, I taste it. And then it went down.
Oi, you're pinching icing off my cake.
Thanks, done it.
Thanks, done it, you cheeky monkey.
I don't like how that.
Yes, can you see the tin? The Christmas cake's actually on a board, isn't it? But we've put a tin over the top just to keep it a bit fresh. And look at the tin. This is a nice tin, isn't it? This is the one that Mummy keeps for Christmas cakes. It's empty, but look on the outside. What can you see?
I have one.
Look, Christmas cake, Christmas trees and parcels. A teddy bear and rocking horse. Christmas crackers. And look, little train engines.
Hold it.
I think a lot of people get train sets for Christmas. Would you like a little piece of icing while I get breakfast ready? Oh, gosh, I'm having a job. So pull it off there, you are, sweetheart. Mm. Let's put the tin back on.
It's nice.
It is nice. It's very sweet.
It's sweet.
Mm. And you can see the nativity scene as well, can't you?
My Polly.
Pardon?
My Polly.
Who's Polly?
Me.
You're Polly?
Polly leg.
Because Polly leg?
Mm.
Why?
Somebody tripped it.
Somebody tripped it? Thomas, you've only just got out of bed. Then it'd be me and you. Daddy's still upstairs. And nobody's tripped it as long as I've been here.
Yeah.
Perhaps you haven't got your leg in the right place, have you? That's it. Monica and Paul have a beautiful nativity set in their entrance hall because they've got a very big house.
With trains.
Yes, they've got probably got a big train set. And they've got a lovely nativity scene in the entrance hall. And when Timothy was a little boy, perhaps your age, every time we went to visit them, he'd move some of the characters around. He doesn't do that now because he's a big boy. So the icing tastes nice. Sounds like you're enjoying it. Mummy's lost a pen now. There it is. Sounds like Auntie Linda's birds. It's the bird that sounds like the telephone ring. Can't remember what Linda's birds are called, can you?
Poe?
Poe?
Poe.
I think one was called Millie and there's one called Woody. Woody, like Woody Woodpecker. Shall we have Rice Krispies this morning or cornflakes?
Krispies.
Krispies for change.
Milk.
With milk?
Milk, yeah. It's coming down.
We better remember to take some Rice Krispies to Grandma's house because I know she's got cornflakes, but I don't think they eat Rice Krispies. So we're going to stay there Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and we'll come back Thursday unless the weather gets very bad. It's a lot colder in York tonight. I should have to put your hat and gloves and scarf on and jumpers.
And jumpers.
And where we're staying, there's an electric blanket in the bed. Mummy always likes that, because it's very, very cold.
Not cold, that's
not cold, what, sweetheart?
Crispy.
No, Rice Krispies aren't cold. The milk might be cold, though, because I'm going to get the milk out of the fridge to put on top. We need to get some more milk. Can we go to the shops? You're enjoying that piece of icing, aren't you?
Not cold, all these Krispies.
Can you hear? We've not listened. Oh, Mummy's just knocked her boner. We've not listened to the snap crackle in the pot of Rice Krispies for a long time, have we?
Look. What Krispies that had before?
You haven't seen Krispies like that before?
Nope. You've
not heard Krispies like that before?
Nope. Krispies are Krispies. This. Or that.
Just a moment.
Not cold.
No, they're not cold. Just let me put a few more in there.
Bonnie's here.
Is she?
Yeah.
Where?
There.
Where?
Make your Christmas tree.
In the middle of the Christmas tree? Mm. I don't think she is, Thomas. When Purdy was a little kitten. Well, I didn't really have her when she was a little kitten, because she came to me as a stray and she'd be about a year old. But when she was a lot younger than she is now, Mummy lived in a very, very big house with very big ceilings. And I had a huge tree in the flat when the students had gone home for the holidays. Mummy moved their Christmas tree into her flat. I almost reached the ceiling, it was so big. And we got it decorated with lots of pretty things. And Purdy, one Sunday morning, ran right to the top of the tree and knocked the whole tree over. And there were baubles and there was tinsel and bits of little, you remember the little pine cones from last year? All over the floor. Mummy's voice is coming now.
I'm coming too.
And Mummy had people staying with her. And they were sleeping in Mummy's bedroom when Mummy was sleeping on the floor. And I just got out of bed about 2 minutes before Purdy ran up the tree and knocked it over. Otherwise the tree would have been on top of Mummy. Purdy was frightened and she ran around. And then she thought it was fantastic because all the little baubles were on the floor and she was playing football with them. We saw her doing that the other night, didn't we? Do you remember that red apple at the bottom? The decoration that looked like a red apple. Purdy came in and she started pawing on the apple at the bottom of the tree and she knocked the bauble off, didn't she? And she chased it all around the living room.
Then again.
Again? You want to hear the story again?
Yeah.
Well, Purdy was a little Purdy. And she'd never seen a tree inside of the house before. And outside she used to run up them. Sharpen the claws. I think she thought she could do the same with the Christmas tree, so she ran right to the top. The tree fell over and all the baubles fell off and the tinsel and the pine needles went everywhere. And Purdy was very, very excited. She's never done it since then. Mind you, we've never had a Christmas tree quite so big since.
I'll do it.
No, you can't run to the top. If you run to the top, there'll be trouble because I've told you now what happens and you know better. Do, Thomas, with those little wooden Christmas trees that you've got in your train set. I think we could get some Play-Doh. We could get some, make some little baubles to put on, couldn't we? Make them Christmas trees. Because we've seen a lot of Christmas trees outside people's houses with lights on, haven't we?
Later.
All right, put the icing down for later. That's lovely. We'll pop it there. You got sticky fingers now?
Yeah.
Do you like the wiping?
Yeah.
That one's not sticky. That one's not sticky, though. You only had it in one. There we are. We'll pop it on that little coaster for later. Wipe your sticky little fingers with that.
Like that.
Okay. Would you like a drink of juice?
No.
You're fine. These taste nice because we've not had them for a while, have we?
No. Paper chains.
Paper chains. Can you see the paper chains that we made the other day?
I'm not sure now.
Haven't you? Oh, they're here, look, in the kitchen. They're nice, aren't they? Shall we show Grandma and Grandma the paper chains?
Later.
Later. One of Linda's birds tweeting, cheeping.
Linda bird.
We'll have to ask her whether it's Woody or whatever the other one's called. I think it's Millie, but I'm not sure. Went to see Linda on Christmas Day, didn't we? Because we've been to see her just before Christmas Eve, the night before Christmas Eve.
The lights have been for Christmas and the tractor.
Oh, of course. Of course. Oh, Thomas, I'm glad you reminded me about that. When we went to Auntie Linda's house the night before Christmas Eve, we went in for drinks and a little something to eat, didn't we? Oh, and they had a present for you as well, didn't they? They gave you a present. And when we knocked on Uncle Brian's door, I said, I can hear carol singers because I could hear some music. But it didn't seem to be outside, and I thought it was their television, but it wasn't because they didn't have it on. So we just forgot about it. And a few minutes after we'd been in the house, we heard all this noise, music. We looked out of the window, and what was it?
Father Christmas in the tractor.
Father Christmas in the tractor. I think it was his sleigh, actually, darling, not the tractor. Father Christmas was it? Well, he was sitting in a trailer, wasn't he? Surrounded by lots of presents. And people were singing. And he was waving as he went past, wasn't he? And the lady knocked on Linda's door, and we went to answer the door, and we said, tomorrow night when Santa comes, please don't come to this house because we're only visiting. We need to come next door. And I showed her which door we came from, didn't I?
That one.
That one, yes, yes. She was a lady from the Rotary Club, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And what did Father Christmas say to you? What did he say?
I don't know.
You don't know? I think he said Happy Christmas, or did he say ho, ho, ho?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
And Daddy carried you. It was raining, wasn't he? And Daddy had you in his arms and he carried you down the street, following Father Christmas. Because Father Christmas was going up and down, wasn't he?
Up and down.
Well, you see, the thing is, Thomas, he was coming the night after. He was coming to this house on Christmas Eve with your Tinky Winky and the fire engine and the train set. So we had to come the night before just to double check which house you lived in. And this is when we said to him, please don't come to number 43 because this is Auntie Linda's house. We're only visiting. Please come to 41 tomorrow night. And he did, didn't he?
There's a lady at my door Erlin and Linda's dog.
Yes. He was also checking that you were being a good boy. When Daddy had you in his arms and you were watching Santa, you were being a good boy, weren't you?
Yeah.
But he was just checking, because if you'd not been a good boy, he was thinking, well, perhaps I won't come with presents.
Chocolates.
He gave you some chocolate, didn't he? Mm. He gave you two chocolates when you were in Daddy's arms. It was absolutely wonderful, and Auntie Linda and Uncle Brian liked it, didn't they?
They wondered.
It was fantastic. Mm. And as we left Linda's house, she said, on Christmas Day, we'd like to see Thomas. So after we'd had our lunch, before tea, me and you went round to Auntie Linda's, didn't we, for another drink?
Another drink. And another drink.
And what did you wear? What did you got on your hat, your head? You showed them your hat, didn't you?
A hat.
That's right, yes. And Uncle Brian took a photograph, didn't he? You were wearing your little blue cords and you had on a nice new silk, well, it wasn't silk, a nice soft shirt and a little Thomas the Tank Engine waistcoat. And then you put your new Bob the Builder hat on, didn't you? And you went down to see them. You told them all about the presents you'd got.
What a present.
And you're a little bit cheeky, because when we went to see Auntie Linda on Thursday night, she had a bowl of chocolates on her dining room table. And when we went in on Christmas Day, you looked at the bowl and said, chocolates had all gone.
Chocolates are good.
That was cheeky, wasn't it?
Chocolates are good. Eating them all.
Yes.
I've eaten them all.
Who'd eaten them all?
Thomas.
Yes.
All gone. All gone. Oh my God.
Oh, Thomas. Right, shall we have some toast now?
No, not even lunch.
You're not eating your lunch, you're not finishing your Rice Krispies. Would you like another bite?
Have a chocolate orange.
Oh no, you can't have chocolate orange, Thomas.
Let's smell. Please have a chocolate orange.
No, a chocolate orange, a slice of chocolate orange is for a treat. You're eating your meal at the moment. You don't need little treats when you're eating a meal.
And I've got Sue's chocolates.
Sue's chocolates?
Yeah.
Yes, Sue bought you some chocolates, didn't she? We haven't seen
Sue. I want one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear. Oh, what's Mummy done? Mummy's dropped a loaf of bread in the saucer of milk we put down for Purdy. Oh dear, dear. To take the bread out of the bag and pop it in a different container. We can throw the bag away, can't we? Well, there it'll go in there. The rest of the bread, won't it?
Put it in the dustbin wagon.
Yes, we'll put it in the bin for the dustbin. So what toys are you going to take with you when we go to Nana's, to Grandma's?
And a leg. And Christmas and Hollands.
Now tell me properly.
Longer than Christmas.
I think we can take the fire engine, can't we?
Yeah. Take our fire engine.
I think she'd like to see that.
Where's your bow?
Where's what down then?
Where's the bowl?
Purdy's slaughter of milk?
Yeah.
I've tipped it away, Thomas, because it was left from last night. She hadn't really drunk it. I think she might have had a little bit, but she hadn't drunk an awful lot. No, it's had a loaf of bread dropped in. It's probably very nice, won't it? I think Mummy's cup of tea's gone cold.
Oh, dear, dear, Thomas.
No, I want something to eat.
You want something to eat?
Yeah. I something.
Oh, we've got some toast in the toaster.
Need a toaster. It's grapes.
Some grapes, there you are. Have a few grapes, the nice grapes.
No, I want them.
You don't want them?
No, I want something to eat.
You want something to eat?
Yeah.
Such as? Don't mention chocolate orange because you're not having it.
Sue's chocolate?
No, or Sue's chocolate, you're not having anything that sounds vaguely like chocolate. No.
Smarties chocolates?
No, Smarties is chocolates as well, no.
I want it.
No.
All over, I want chocolate!
You want all chocolate? No, you have to say, please may I have. People who say, I want, don't get anything. There's a little saying, Thomas, I want never gets.
Please have.
Yeah. No, but even then, sometimes when you say, please may I have, you don't always get it. Not if it's not the right time.
Have.
No.
Have.
No.
Have.
No.
Yes, have.
No.
We've got the bumps.
Giving me a kiss. Oh, I think it's a lovely kiss, but you're still not getting chocolate. Whoops, the toaster looks like it's on fire. Just caught it in time, haven't I? Would you like a jam sandwich, Thomas?
No. Teddy bear.
All right, so if I make some little teddy bear sandwiches, would you have one?
Yeah, big one.
A big one.
Daddy. No. Not Mummy.
Mummy's don't bang.
Look.
Yes, I can see. I can hear.
Is that noise?
Well, as usual, I would imagine you've got something to do with it. It's you banging your fist on the high chair table.
I not need a jam.
Well, you can have a jam sandwich. I need to put jam on it.
I not need jam.
Don't you?
No.
Well, what are we going to make your jam sandwich with then?
Jam.
Jam? So you do need the jam?
We need all of that. A white sandwich.
A white sandwich? You mean just a plain piece of bread?
No, I have teddy bears. And then teddy bears.
All right, I'll use the teddy bear cutter. There we are. Let's just put the butter on the bread. Still hear that little bird next door cheeping.
It stopped. It's gone again.
Is it?
I heard it.
Right, so where's the little teddy bear cutter, Thomas? Oh, here it is. We've got some Christmas shapes somewhere. Just a second.
Christmas shapes.
I shouldn't have said that because if I can't find them now, I'll be upset, won't you?
No. Trilly lander. Trilly lander. Hold your things.
No, just a moment, Thomas. No.
Christmas trees.
Hold them.
And hold them. And bells.
Them. Them, Mummy. Them. Them.
These are, look, shall we put your sandwiches? Would you like a teddy bear as well?
Yeah.
We'll do one Christmas tree, one teddy bear, some little pieces of holly, holly berries, remember holly? Holly leaves, I should say. Holly leaves are very sharp, aren't they? Pretty. Do you remember when we were having a look at them in Disbury Park? There's a snowman there. Should we do a snowman?
Yeah.
Frosty. Frosty the snowman. Dee 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 dee. There we are. That's a snowman.
Snowman.
And there's a Christmas tree. We've got enough bread left to do another Christmas tree, I think. What are small trees called?
Bushes.
Can you remember? Bushes.
Talked about
bushes this morning. Look, there's the teddy bear. And holly leaf.
Holly leaf.
And we've got a tiny cutter there to do some tiny holly leaves.
With one.
How's that? That was nice, wasn't it?
Mmm. Yeah, I think.
So lots of pussycat shaped cutters, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because when it's Birdie's birthday, we always make some biscuits in the shape of pussycats.
Big holly leaf.
Big holly leaf, is that what you're eating now?
Yeah. The holly leaf.
One's like a dog.
That's
a little Christmas tree.
There's two Christmas trees.
Two Christmas trees.
Eat them.
Yes. Hear a noise now.
No.
I can still hear the bird tweeting. Would you like a drink, Thomas?
No. Linda's drink. Linda's drink.
Linda's drink?
Mm-hmm.
Can't go to Linda's for a drink now, can we?
No.
Some more?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Lots of cutters.
Lots of cutters. Shall we try and cut some shapes out of toast, or would you prefer bread?
Bread.
Bread.
I need bread sandwich.
You'd like a sandwich?
Teddy bears.
You want a teddy bear sandwich?
Honeyberries. I want honeyberries again.
I want honeyberries again.
Yeah. Hollyberries.
Isabel eats hollyberries.
Isabel
eats
hollyberries.
No. Dicky birds. Oh, Dicky birds. You're quite right, Thomas. Yes, well, we had a look at the holly in the park, didn't we, just before Christmas? As I was telling you, never ever eat anything unless Mummy or Daddy or somebody you know very, very well gives it to you. And when you see things like pretty red berries on trees and bushes in the park, you never ever eat them because they'll make you poorly.
And the birds.
And they're for the dicky birds, yes. And if we eat them, the birds will go hungry, won't they? Yeah. You don't see the birds coming in here and having your jam sandwiches, do you?
No.
So we have our food and they have theirs. Yes, the holly berries are for the dicky birds.
Not all my food.
No, they don't eat your food. Right, what shall we do? Shall we do another teddy bear?
Bang!
Oh, don't bang, Thomas. Please don't bang.
What's that noise?
Another snowman.
Fireman.
And some Christmas trees.
Bop.
And some honey. These are the leaves. So the little berries are tiny round red things, aren't they? We can't really do that with a jam sandwich. But the leaves we can. Prickly leaves.
There
we are. Can you tell me what you've got there?
That.
It's a holly leaf.
Dustbin bags,
they're Christmas trees.
Dustbin bags.
Do you know what those are? Those are paper chains.
Paper chains.
Those scraggly bits of bread. Christmas decorations.
I opened. Mummy.
Pardon?
Elephant.
Big elephant?
Yeah, with crocodile.
Big crocodile.
And a rabbit.